I'm WUWM's Simone Caceres. Tomorrow marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11, a tragic day when two planes hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into the World Trade Center. For many older adults, 9/11 remains a vivid memory, but there are a growing number of younger adults who are too young to remember the landmark event. At UWM Student Union this week, several students shared what 9/11 means to them.
I think we've made a lot of progress since then, obviously, but I think it still hurts and affects a lot of people. I think for our generation, it's kind of more remembering and kind of honoring it, and I think for older generations, it's kind of like almost reliving it. It's kind of hits them. I think it impacts them in a different way.
I was in middle school, and I remember when teachers still had the carts on TVs that they had wheeled them into the rooms for us to watch. It's very surreal because you didn't really understand. Like, you could see the concepts of what's unfolding, but to know, like, the sheer numbers and everything is just, you kind of realize for, like, my generation, like, how many, like, issues and struggles we've had, like, put upon us, or we had that, and then, you know, financial crisis, various other wars, and COVID, and everything else. Now it's just so, you know, it's hard to look back sometimes with, like, memories of your, like, generation or things that have happened to you, and not so really uplifting anymore.
For people of my generation, we were still pretty young when that event happened, and some were probably just babies, and were told later that it happened. So it's not really personal to us because we never really got to witness it, compared to the actual people who like my parents. They knew some people that were in New York, and they were terrified that they were part of the attack. Luckily, they weren't, but to them, it was a lot more personalized because they were old enough to understand what was going on. Meanwhile, people my age at that time were still in their cribs or just learning how to walk.
I totally think that our generation, most of us being, you know, very, very young, only like one or two are not even born yet, it's very significant. Because the people who were alive, and you know, even if you were young, just being alive during that time and actually seeing it happen and hearing everybody talk about it, there's a big distinction between actually living it and then learning about it afterhand. So I think that's like a big discrepancy. But I think that can be bridged by talking with those who lived through it or you know, who experienced it.
Those were the comments of Lily Conchi, Heather Jacklin, Giovanni Claudio, and Nicholas Brooks at UWM Student Union. Simone Caceres, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.